Hey, this is Baron Strom. You can call me the Strommer from SoccerSpecific.com. We'd like to welcome Alan Gordon of the LA Galaxy of Major League Soccer. Alan has experience at all levels of soccer in the U.S., going from youth, junior college, Division I soccer, and also eventually to the pros. We are excited to have you here today, Alan. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Great. Hey, we'd like to just kind of go through a bunch of questions, just kind of get your perspective on soccer. One is, hey, where did you grow up playing soccer, and what age did you start?
Well, I started, I think I was about 4 or 5. Started in Orange County. Just, you know, having fun, being a kid, playing soccer. I loved it. Loved everything about it. Kept playing as I got older in California, just as basically a hobby.
When you were a kid, did you wear your cleats to bed at night before games and stuff like that?
I probably did. I can't remember, but you do all kinds of goofy stuff when you're a kid. But just basically had a great time playing soccer.
And then what happened after you kind of got a little older and moved along?
It becomes a little bit more serious as you get older, and I was playing multiple sports, baseball and football and soccer, and as you get older, you don't have time for it, and coaches want you to be a one sport player, and I felt that I had the best shot at being a soccer player, and I loved it, and so I just went for it.
And was there a defining moment in high school that kind of said, hey, this might work out?
Yeah. I was playing in high school, and I had a coach who really thought that I had some potential. He saw some potential in me. His name's Aaron Muth from Arizona. And he actually got me to transfer schools so I could go work with him, and he was a striker, in his playing days, and he just helped me out so much. He taught me my one move, a step over. It was his favorite move. He told me, all you need is one move, and you can get it down, and that's all you need, And I just practiced it, and I trained with him, for about a year. And then he sent me off to Yavapai, and I ended up getting recruited.
So tell me a little bit about getting off to Yavapai. Where is that at, and just kind of the journey that got you there, and then to share that experience.
Yeah, I had a rough road in high school, and everything. I didn't know where I was going. I wasn't planning on playing soccer anywhere. And Aaron, like I had mentioned, is just helped me out tremendously. And one day I was playing at some random tournament, that didn't mean much. There wasn't any big time teams, And Mike Pantaleon from Yavapai, that guy, he recruits the craziest players, he was there, hiding behind a tree or something. Saw me and then offered me, a spot on the team. And I told him I'd love to be there, and after that, it kind of pushed me to get through high school. I wasn't sure I was going to graduate, and it really gave me a goal to look forward to, and I really was focused about getting out of where I was living and what lifestyle I was living at the time, and gave me a goal, and I went for it.
And would you describe it kind of that soccer became the ticket out of your circumstances?
Oh, definitely. Without soccer, I'd probably be, working at McDonald's or something,
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But, definitely. I mean, just the people that soccer has brought into my life has helped me out so much. The coaches I've had here at OSU and at Yavapai and from Aaron Muth, all of them have just helped my life out tremendously, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them, that's for sure.
So you mentioned OSU, Oregon State University. Before getting to Oregon State, what was your experience at Yavapai like? I mean, how did Oregon State even see you while you were at Yavapai?
I had a mediocre freshman year at Yavapai, but I loved it. I mean, we were ranked number one in the nation the whole year. Went to nationals, and that's really where I started getting looks. You know, went to nationals. There's, you know, tons of D1 coaches lined up to watch players, and I, you know, I was really, really dedicated to getting better, and I trained all summer and off season, and came back my sophomore year. I scored 29 goals, you know, had 15 assists, and had a really just a breakout year. And Dana came up and was watching one of our conference final games up at Prescott, and he was actually there for some other player, another striker we had, and I ended up getting the game-winning goal in double overtime, and talked to Dana, and you know, and I came out here and went on a recruiting visit, and as soon as I got here, I wanted to come here. The guys were, you know, awesome, just awesome chemistry, and I met some, you know, lifelong friends here, and you know, coaches and players. So.
Cool. What was the transition like playing at a Division I level? You came in as a junior, you had 2 years of eligibility left, and you went from community college ball, junior college, which is obviously a step down from the Division I level, and you enter into the Pac-10, and you got some big teams in the Pac-10 that you're going up against. What was the transition like for you?
Transition, you know, it's different. It's a different level. Guys are bigger, stronger, faster, and you know, I prepared myself, you know, really hard or real well for it. I set myself some goals. I told myself I wanted to score 10 goals. I looked at the year before, and the leading scorer in the Pac-10 scored 10 goals. So I set that as my goal. I said I want to score 10 goals this next year, and I trained really hard to get up here. I mean, actually, I hurt my foot and actually came in about 35 pounds overweight, but that's a different story. So when I got here, they really gave them a little challenge to get me back in shape, and they really prepared me really well for it. Dana and Jesse and Simo. And when I came in, you know, I just played my best, and I ended up, you know, reaching my goals and passing them. So
great. So your goals, obviously, at this point, are to try to get to the pros. Becomes a dream. When did you start thinking, hey, I'd like to play professionally?
It probably wasn't until the end of my senior year. I always wanted to, but I didn't know if I could. And Dana and the coaches here always had faith in me and told me I could if I worked hard. And they prepared me for being a professional. You know, all the time in training, they'd be like, if you want to be a pro, you can't do that in the pro level. You need to train hard. You need to be serious about it. You know, because, you know, winter term when you got to go do individuals, you know, you tend to get lackadaisical and you know, fall off track. But they kept me on track and kept me going throughout the whole time. And eventually, you know, had a pretty good senior year. It was all right, nothing too big, and got some looks, and eventually got drafted. So it worked out well.
So as the season ends, you finish up, you've been in the playoffs, it's been a good run, it's been exciting, Oregon State is a bit on the map, and you sit around, and are you waiting for the phone call? Do you know that you're going to, how does that whole drafting work in the MLS?
Well, I got invited actually to go out to the combine in LA.
What's that like?
It was 60 players that are hand chosen to go. Just have, you know, they make four teams, and then you just play against each other, and you got all these pro coaches watching you and just scouting. I mean,
it's pretty intense.
It's pretty intense, yeah. I mean, everybody's playing their hardest, wants to get on a team.
It's a privilege.
It's a real privilege to get called up there, and so I was excited to go there. And when I went down there, I didn't play well, to be honest with you. I really didn't. I had kind of a shocker, and I was real disappointed coming out of that combine, But I eventually got picked up by Galaxy in the fifth round, you know, which if I played better, I might have got picked up sooner. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I went out there and, you know, I played and I wasn't playing the best, you know, and was getting frustrated. And I didn't adjust like I could have, you know, during the first couple weeks. So then, you know, I got released. I talked to Siggy, and he thought it would be best for me if I got some more games, you know, down in the A-League. He told me I had a lot of talent, but I just need to, you know, sharpen up, clean my game up a little bit. And ended up with the Timbers.
So at this point, the Galaxy says, hey, we like you. You seem to have some real potential. And they release you. Do they set it up that you go to the Timbers? How did that transition work? Ziggy Schmidt says it's time for you to maybe go somewhere else. Do they arrange that for you?
I'm sure Ziggy made a call, but the A-League has their own draft, and I got drafted by the Timbers in the first round.
And that's in Portland?
That's in Portland, yeah. So, you know, I knew I had something to fall back on, so I wasn't totally... after I got released, I had to ask myself, you know, is this what I want to do? I needed to recommit myself and you know, be serious about it if I was going to go and play. You know, I had doubts. I didn't know if I just wanted to finish school and try something else out. But I eventually, you know, Timbers drafted me, and I went up there and I realized, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to be a professional soccer player. You know, that's what I've dreamed of since I was, you know, when I first started, when I was 4 years old. I wanted to be a professional athlete. And I couldn't pass that chance up. And I told myself, I'll give it a run. I'll give it 1 year, you know, and we'll see how it goes. So, again, trained real hard and went up there and just had a great season. It was awesome experience, you know, wouldn't change it for the world.
And so, good to get released by the Galaxy. You get released, Portland comes calling, you recommit, you show up, you have a decent training camp. First game, first minute, I've heard about this. What happens?
Well, I got a ball, played over the top, 30 seconds into the game, and goalie came out, kind of hesitated, and I put it right over his head in the goal, and the rest is history. After that moment, there was 10,000 people in the stands, and I've never felt anything like that in my entire life. I was just pumped. It was on from there. I mean, you know, that is the feeling that you just can't describe.
So you're thinking to yourself, good decision. Well done, Alan.
Yeah.
It was a good idea to stay and to play. You knock that one in. And then you go on to have a stellar A-League year. Tell us a little bit about kind of how that transpired. How many goals you had? Did you pick up any league honors?
I ended up with 17 goals. I tied for the league leader in goals. You know, started off red hot. I was scoring goals left and right. You know, every game I was getting a goal, and then, you know, two goals, and I got two hat tricks, and I was just on fire, and I couldn't be stopped. And then, you know, as the year went on, people were seriously marking me up and not letting me get in the box, and it was a little tougher after that, which was great, you know, because they were man marking me, you know, just, you know, grabbing me, holding me, and I really had to fight to get the ball, and that was the good thing, and really prepared me to get, you know, to go back to the Galaxy, because, you know, that's a different level as well. And I just had a good year. I mean, Bobby Howe taught me a lot. You know, every coach I've ever had has taught me something. I've taken something away from every single coach I've ever had, and he taught me, you know, little things here and there, and you know, I still had a lot to work on, but at least he had it in my mind, you know, of what I needed to do, and just had a great, great run at it. It was awesome. It was a great experience.
Almost. So the Timbers do well. They have, I think it was, they had the best record in the league last year,
yep.
2004, and had a disappointing playoff, didn't quite work out as you'd wanted. What happens? Do you get a phone call the next day? The Galaxy says, hey, you had a great year. Want to come back and play for us? How did that happen?
I was talking to my agent, and he's like, people are calling. This is good for you. You know, I received Rookie of the Year. And, Galaxy contacted my agent and told him, we'd like to give him another show or go at it. And Steve Sampson came up to watch one of my Timbers games, actually. And I didn't think I had the best game. I never really do. But
You knew he was there?
I didn't know he was there. Uh-huh. I didn't know he was there. But I found out after the game, and I was pretty upset about it. He saw some things. I think I had a goal or two in that game, and he was looking for a goal scorer, and that's basically what I do. And so, he contacted me and offered to have me back and for their playoff run, and I was just ecstatic about it and went for it.
Cool. Hey, how's LA?
I love LA. I mean, it has its ups and downs, with the traffic and everything, but the weather there, coming from Oregon where it rains all the time, it's great. The weather's great. Facilities are great with the Galaxy. It's just a different step from the A-League, budget-wise and everything, it has a real professional attitude, and the fans in LA are great. Fans in Portland are great too, but the stadium's just awesome and everything's good.
So you mentioned your facilities, just top notch. People take care of you well.
Oh yeah. I mean, that stadium's ridiculous. It's so nice, and they have,
What's the name of the stadium?
Home Depot Center.
Okay.
And they have all kinds of training facilities. Locker room's awesome. A weight room in there, and they got athletes' performance, working with the team to make you better and stronger and faster. And so they really, they really took a different step.
Hmm. And you've enjoyed the teammates and coach, all that kind of stuff. You go from team to team. I mean, you come out of Oregon State University with Dana Taylor, and then you go up to the Timbers with Bobby Howe, and then you transition to a whole new level. And you got all these guys, everybody's getting paid, everybody's got lives that are real important to them, and you step into it. How's that been?
It's tough. It's not all good when you go in and you're trying to take someone's spot. It's not all smiles, but it takes respect. That you have to earn their respect. And that's basically what I've been trying to do, when I was down there with them, is just trying to earn respect from the players, giving it 100% all the time. And it's starting to come around. So things are, a lot better, you start meeting guys. But it really does take them a while to open up. But the guys are great, and I have no complaints. It's been great.
So looking into 2005. Upcoming season. What are the goals? What's the plan? Are you back with the Galaxy? Have you signed a contract? All those kind of things.
Yeah, I have goals for the season, but I never tell my goals. I never tell anyone my goals. I keep them to myself. But I do have goals for the season, and just signed a new contract, which is great.
Is it a 1 year, 2 year, 10 year?
It's a 1 year deal with a 3 year option.
Great.
It's their option, so they can pick it up or not, depending on how you do. But,
You thrilled to be in the States, or are you thinking maybe sometime to play overseas?
I think your goal has got to be overseas. You got to aim for the highest. But right now, I'd like to, at least try to establish myself in this league. I mean, that's the first step. You got to establish yourself here, and then your doors are open.
Now, the 2006 World Cup coming up in Germany. Any aspirations?
Oh, of course. How can you not? I mean, you got to aim for the top, and it's definitely what I'm aiming for. But we'll see.
Hey, as we wrap this up, this has been great. I'd like to ask you just a couple of advice questions. If you're a kid out there listening to this interview, What would you tell this kid, this soccer player, to get to the place they want to get to?
I would tell them, you know, to have fun with it. You know, when you're little, have fun, but train hard. You know, it's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be totally serious, and just have a love for the game, study it, and just train hard. And pay attention to your coaches, because they know what they're talking about.
And I'd add, come out and watch Alan Gordon play.
There you go.
They might learn a little something from you just watching. And finally, what would you say to coaches? What did you find most helpful from the coaches that trained you to get you to where you wanted to go?
You know, and at Yavapai, the biggest thing Mike taught me was to be a winner and to always go out, you know, and be a winner at whatever you do. And that was what I took from there. And here at Oregon State, they prepared me so well for the pros with their training sessions and things like that. And I would say, I mean, to the coaches, really think about your training sessions and how you're going to make players better and make them and challenge them and making it difficult for them and make them learn the game, because that's probably the biggest part. You have to have knowledge for the game, and that's what helped me out most, is their professional attitudes and training sessions that really challenged me to become a better player.
Alan, on behalf of SoccerSpecific.com, it has been a privilege to be here, hearing your story, and we'll look forward to hearing great things from you, and maybe in the red, white, and blue in 2006. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.